Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, June 12th, One Take Wednesday. We are in the middle of Vacation Bible School, and it is going wonderfully. Thank you to everyone who is volunteering, and please say a prayer over the children as they learn what it means to follow Jesus. In the book of Acts, in the New Living Translation, we're in the story about Ananias and Sapphira. When I was the junior high school minister, we would have junior high Bible study each Wednesday morning. So every third year, we would learn about the book of Acts. And this was one of my favorites because I would bring a big roll of toilet paper in there, and Ananias and Sapphira would be acted out by one of the students, and they would become a mummy of sorts to represent the judgment that came upon them when they lied to the Holy Spirit. Now, that's a teaser for the story, but we'll read more from the story today, Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 16. You'll remember in yesterday's reading that Barnabas sold some property, and the proceeds were used to benefit the church. But there was a certain man named Ananias who, with his wife Sapphira, sold some property. He brought part of the money to the apostles, claiming it was the full amount. With his wife's consent, he kept the rest. Then Peter said, "Ananias, why have you let Satan fill your heart? You lied to the Holy Spirit, and you kept some of the money for yourself. The property was yours to sell or not sell, as you wished. And after selling it, the money was also yours to give away. How could you do a thing like this? You weren't lying to us, but to God." As soon as Ananias heard these words, he fell to the floor and died. Everyone who heard about it was terrified. Then some young men got up, wrapped him in a sheet, and took him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, "Was this the price you and your husband received for your land?" "Yes," she replied, "that was the price." And Peter said, "How could the two of you even think of conspiring to test the Spirit of the Lord like this? The young men who buried your husband are just outside the door, and they will carry you out too." Instantly, she fell to the floor and died. When the young men came in and saw that she was dead, they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear gripped the entire church and everyone else who heard what had happened. Then the subsection says, "The apostles heal many." The apostles were performing many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers were meeting together regularly at the temple in the area known as Solomon's Colonnade. But no one else dared to join them, even though all the people had high regard for them. Yet more and more people believed and were brought to the Lord, crowds of both men and women. As a result of the apostles' work, sick people were brought out into the streets on beds and mats so that Peter's shadow might fall across some of them as he went by. Crowds came from the villages around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those possessed by evil spirits, and they were all healed. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Are you enjoying the book of Acts? I hope so. This is such an interesting story. Ananias and Sapphira could have sold the land. They could have given half of the money, but they wanted to look holier than they were. And the scripture says that they lied to the Holy Spirit. And then the Lord makes an example of them. It's quite severe. I was reading some commentary, and they talked about the fact that while Satan cannot fill or control believers, he can do much to damage their hearts, that are open to temptation. And what he tries to do then and he tries to do now is he tries to infiltrate our churches and our hearts to hinder the global church and to hinder all churches by prompting people to live in insincere and hypocritical ways. Then the commentary says this: death is the ultimate form of earthly discipline for sinning believers. Even today, God sometimes uses this judgment. If you look at 1 John 5:16, that said, it would be wrong to perceive of death or illness always being divine judgment. God hates death even more than humans do. It is a tangible reminder of the fall and that things are not now as they should be. And so as we think about the sin of Ananias and Sapphira, we have to remember that this was the very first church, and God wanted the earthly church to be his conduit of love and grace and the great message of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and his resurrection to the world around. And so he handled this lie very severely. And the people were afraid afterwards. The commentary says, the word translated fear does not describe reverence, but trembling. The incident sparked both church growth and a fear of a holy God among the people. Then if you look at verse 14, it's interesting also that women are mentioned for the first time as those who were a part of the work of the church. It says, yet more and more people believed and were brought to the Lord, crowds of both men and women. As we think about the Lord's work today, let us look at our hearts and ask if there is hypocrisy there, ask if there is insincerity there in the way that we approach our faith or our relationship with the church. And then let us thank the Lord for the fact that many people, both men and women, were coming to the church because they saw the ways that the church was reaching out and loving even the poor and being there for one another, being community to one another. But ultimately, they saw that the message of Jesus Christ was powerful and it was relatable. Each of us needs to know that when we die, we will not just decay in the grave, but our spirit goes to be with the Lord. And one day, because Christ was raised, we too will be raised triumphantly in a glorious resurrection body. Okay, as we end the podcast today, gotta get my book. I'm gonna read a prayer from Prayers from the Heart by Richard Foster. This is the prayer to examine the conscience. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. God, I pray these words of the psalmist with great hesitation. They are devastatingly honest. They lay things so bare. They allow no room for negotiation or compromise. I feel the scrutiny. I dread the probe. I resist the intrusion. I know that you are all love, and so I am entering nothing more than your scrutiny of love. And yet, no, I refuse to allow my fears to keep me from your love. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen.